The following is a presentation of KGYM Sports. It's time for high school basketball on KGYM, presented by Hills Bank, with 19 locations throughout the corridor. Now let's head courtside for the pregame, and alongside former coach Denny Kettle, here's KGYM Sports Director, Scott Unash.
And welcome in to Des Moines and coverage of the Girls State Basketball Tournament for 2020, day number two, as we get set for Class 4A quarterfinal play. As this morning, it will be the North Scott Lancers taking on the Clear Creek Amana Clippers. And welcome in Scott Unash alongside Eric Peterson on this Tuesday morning as we get ready to kick off the 4A's here. Our high school basketball coverage, as always, presented by Hills Bank. Check them out online at hillsbank.com. Connection is here. Eric, great to be side-by-side with you again.
Well, it's been fun. I came yesterday just to watch the 5A games and had a great day yesterday just as a spectator, but it's always fun to be down here courtside and have a chance to do a couple ball games here in Des Moines.
Well, and it's great for Clear Creek Amana to be here at the state tournament. First time ever for the Clippers and head coach P.J. Sweeney. As they, of course, they played David and Goliath in the regional finals, knocking off Marion and ending the reign of the Indians from making it down to the state tournament. And a very good regional final showing. And there was nothing fluky about it. The Clippers absolutely won that game against Marion. And according to head coach P.J. Sweeney before that game, he told us, hey, we're playing with house money. I asked him again today, are you playing with that same house money? He said, we have a little bit more today, but yeah, we're playing with house money again.
Well, the way Clear Creek Amana finished the season, going to center point in Urban in their next to last game and pulling that one out 49-48, that built a lot of confidence that was already there. And now to go to Marion and on Marion's home floor and pull the upset there, and it's such a special thing. Anytime you get a program that's their first time to the state tournament, the excitement it builds in the community and the school and the fan base, it's just a great thing. So although, again, you obviously a lot of Linmar rooters and Marion supporters would have loved to see Marion, and it would have been fun to see a lot of those kids here at the state tournament as well as seniors. But yet, you know, for Clear Creek to be here, Carson Stratton and the rest of the Clear Creek Amana crew, it's really exciting.
It is, and Carson Stratton had a terrific game in the regional final. Calia Club really was an amazing player that night. Had a double-double, really did a great job in the interior. And not only was that a great night, but she's going to be asked to do that and even more here today, because she's got to go up against probably the best post in the state of Iowa here in Grace Buffelli, the UNI signee, who has been just absolutely tremendous. 29 points, 12 rebounds, was the all-tournament captain last year in Class 4A. And I don't know if you can stop her. P.J. Sweeney's going to try to contain her.
Well, Clear Creek Amana, the times I've watched, and I think you've seen them four or five times, they play a lot of 1-3-1 zone, so it'll be interesting to see how they try to match up and if they try to get double teams there and make her give up the basketball, or they play man-to-man. And it'll be a tough matchup for, I assume, Calia Club, although maybe not. We'll see. Emily Sly, another 6-foot post player for Clear Creek Amana. So, they have some options. Maybe
Adshot coming off the bench.
Yeah, can rotate players out on them. But it'll be interesting to watch what Coach Sweeney has a plan for how to defend her.
Yeah, talking with PJ a little bit earlier on, he said that they're going to stick with that 1-3-1 a lot, but they're going to modify it a little bit. Drop that middle girl down. They're going to front her, and they're going to try to go behind her as well, just to limit the touches that Grace Buffelli has.
Well, they've got to try to at least contain her a little bit, try to make other players beat you from that standpoint. But, boy, like Clear Creek Amana has just been playing so well over the past 2, 3, 4 weeks. It should be an exciting matchup.
Should be, and we mentioned North Scott. They're the defending state champions in Class 4A. They knocked off Marion in that action-packed 4A final last year here at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. They've won two out of the last three state championships for head coach T.J. Case and North Scott. 23-0, the unbeaten champions of the Mississippi Athletic Conference coming in here and led by Grace Buffelli, but it's a team that has seven total athletes playing college sports going next year. Coach's daughter, Presley Case, the point guard, going to be playing at St. Ambrose next year. They've got Kilberg, who's going to be playing softball at Kirkwood. Adrian Latham, going to be playing soccer at St. Ambrose. They've got another softball player. Cindy Happel's going to play basketball at Quincy College. She comes off the bench for this North Scott team. What I'm getting at is a team full of athletes
yep.
And they play basically up during the year.
Well, in the sports mentality, again, you have kids playing multiple sports. There's usually just that mental toughness to those athletes. And, again, you mentioned Case averages about 8.8 points per ball game. Samantha Scott, 8.3. It dips down after that, below 4 points for a couple of the players. So, I think with Clear Creek Amana, boy, a couple players have to step up. Megan Harvey was playing exceptionally well late in the season, and her scoring clip has improved. And again, Calia Club is up around getting closer to 10 points a ball game. So I think obviously Carson Stratton has to have a really strong ball game, but so do a couple other Clippers.
Yeah, and of course, Clear Creek Amana, led by Carson Stratton, is going to be playing at Kirkwood next year for Kim Moore, 21.2 points per ball game, also 6 rebounds per contest as well for Clear Creek Amana. And Megan Harvey going to be playing at Co-College coming up next year. And then players coming off the bench were terrific in that Marion win with Ed Scheidt coming in. Gracie Downs hitting a couple of buckets in that game. And then Allison Rummelhart coming off the bench. They're all going to have to pick it up here today. And like B.J. Sweeney said, no one expected us to be here. And we've got everything to gain and nothing to lose here today.
Well, I think that takes a little bit of the pressure off you in terms of the week leading up. But I think once you step on the floor in Des Moines and just the, playing on the big court with no background, it's quite an experience. It's different than anything most of these kids have probably experienced.
Of course, Clear Creek Amana coming out of the WAMAC Conference, where they tied with Center Point Urbana as far as the WAMAC Conference Western Division title is concerned. And we'll try to get you through this game here today. Voice is a little better today after the triple overtime last night, as well as the buzzer beater for Mount Vernon, as the WAMAC boys put on a great show last night at the U.S. Cellular Center, and we hope things go well for the WAMAC here today. First of two, we have Center Point Urbana coming up on 107.5 FM right after this, as it'll be CPU taking on Waverly Shellrock. So Clear Creek Amana and North Scott, they're having a fan of the game being recognized right now, one from each school, and they will present an award to that particular person. And I believe a check for $250 will be going out as well to each of the schools. A nice little deal that the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union has instituted. And they are presenting those right now as Clear Creek Amana making their first appearance here at the Girls State Basketball Tournament as they get ready to take on the defending state champion, North Scott Lady Lancers. Let's take a look at our starting lineups here this morning on 106.3 FM for Clear Creek Amana. The visitors on the scoreboard, 19-4 is their record. They are rated 15th in Class 4A. They will go with the same five they put on the floor against the Marion Indians. For Clear Creek Amana, they will go with three guards. Whitney Trado will be one guard, number one, 5'6", and a junior. She averages 6.8 points a game, 25 made threes on the year for Trado. Also in a guard, headed to Kirkwood next year, number 23, Carson Stratton. She'll make some all-state teams, 5'8", and a senior. Stratton at 21.2 points per ball game, shooting 55% from the field for Clear Creek Amana. also in a guard. It'll be number 25, Megan Harvey. She'll play her college ball at Co. 5'9 and a senior. And Harvey averaging just under double figures at 9.3 and a 38% three-point shooter. Up front, it'll be the two posts. Calia Club, 6-foot sophomore, averaging almost a double-double at 9.1 points, 9 rebounds a game. And number 30, Emily Sly, 6-foot and a junior. Sly averaging 3.6 points and 2 boards a game. Head coach for Clear Creek is P.J. Sweeney. Now for the North Scott Lancers out of the MAC, 23-0, the unbeaten reigning state champions of Class 4A. They come in number one. They've been number one all season long. They will go with, at a four, number 32, Samantha Scott, 5'9 and a junior, averaging 8.1 points per ball game. Also at a four, it'll be number 40, a three-year starter, Adrian Latham, 5'11 and a senior. She'll play soccer at St. Ambrose. Latham averaging about 3 points a game. A center, she makes it go. Number 42, Grace Buffelli, 6'1 and a senior. Headed to play for Tiny Warren and UNI next year. 29.4 points a game, 12.2 rebounds per contest. And I don't think there's a doubt, the best post in the state of Iowa this year. And the guards, the coach's daughter, number 2, Presley Case, 5'4 and a senior, the all-time leading assist player in North Scott basketball history. She'll play at St. Ambrose next year, 8.8 points per ball game. Not a terrific three-point shooter, but she can get hot at times. And number 12, Brooke Kilberg, 5'6 and a senior. She'll play softball at Kirkwood next year. And Kilberg averaging 4 points a game. The head coach for North Scott is T.J. Case. Clear Creek Commander coming out in the road blue with the gray and white trim, and North Scott in their home white with the red and the gray trim. And nice contingent from the Clear Creek Commander community behind us here.
Well, like I say, you know, that first trip to state brings them out of the woodwork and things. And you know, they'll have a good support, good backing here. I just think it's so important that, you know, Clear Creek Amana can get off to a solid start. I'm not saying get a lead or anything like that, but be competitive, play with them, you know, stay within 5 points again so they can get that belief that they can play with North Scott. North Scott, boy, you look at their schedule, like you mentioned, Scott, playing up, you know, a lot of the Valley schools and MAC schools, and again, just a challenging schedule, and to go undefeated with that schedule and as a 4A school, that just speaks to the talent North Scott has.
Yeah, the start's going to be big. It is in every tournament game, no matter if it's the boys or the girls, and that was the key against Marion. Clear Creek Amanda got off to a great start in that night.
Well, and another thing is you got to have your key players on the floor. I think more so even if you're an underdog in the ball game. So, you know, they got to play good defense, but try to play without fouling. So, again, they can keep all the key players on the floor.
North Scott unbeaten. Clear Creek Amana, as Eric mentioned, with that win in the regular season finale at CPU, 49-48. And the Clippers, their only loss among the last 17 games was a two-pointer at home against Maquoketa. So we got two teams that have won 40 out of the last 41 here. So something's got to give this morning.
It will, and it'll be just Clear Creek will have to try to run offense again. Rarely have they run into that kind of size inside, and that's one of maybe the advantages. Carson Stratton, we were talking off air, just one of the better pull-up jump shooters around. So a lot of times Carson won't try to get all the way to the basket. She'll stop at 5, 8, 10, 12 feet and elevate up for that jump shot versus going all the way to the basket.
Here we go. Buffelli to tip it up against Club, and North Scott wins the tap, and we're underway as Lancers will go to the basket to our right in front of us, courtside here at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. Case works it over to the far corner to Kilberg. Back to Case. She'll try it for three and hits. And that's a good sign for North Scott if Case is hitting threes.
Well, it is good. Clear Creek Man opened up in that 1-3-1 quarter court half court trap.
Here comes the pressure. North Scott will press up and down all game. on the drive. Club leaner, good. Goes baseline and hits her first shot.
Well, good sign for Clear Creek Amanda. Also, the sophomore club, once Clear Creek Amanda beat the press, put it on the floor and attacked the basket and scored.
3-2. Latham cross court to Case. She'll try for two in a row. Left it short. And the rebound pulled out of there by Whitney Trado. North Scott will press after made baskets the whole game. They'll switch it up a little bit, their pressure. And Clear Creek Amanda going into the basket to our left. They dump it inside to Slyer. Turnaround got blocked by Buffelli. You got to put a head and shoulder little fake on.
Yeah, she just kind of spun and went right up with her right hand and had the shot blocked.
Latham inside, a high archer, and it goes.
Well, Latham at 5'11", again, gives that second player with size.
And Stratton trying to get around. Case stepped on the sideline right in front of us.
That's tough. Stratton trying to go up the sideline. There's certainly defensive contact right there at the sideline. Again, could have been possibly a foul, but the official felt that there was not one, and Carson stepped on the sideline.
Here's the 1-3-1 by Clear Creek Amanda. Case in the far wing. Skip pass over the top to Scott. She'll try it for three, and good from the right wing for Samantha Scott.
Well, that was, they screened the top of the zone and then cross-court pass over the top of it for a wide-open look from three. Now another Clear Creek Amanda turnover.
8-2 early for North Scott. Samantha Scott is their three-point shooter.
Well, that was just a nice set play against that 1-3-1. Obviously, North Scott does a lot of scouting, knows what Clear Creek Amanda likes to run, and did a nice job executing against the 1-3-1.
Lady Lancers with the ball. Case behind the back dribble. They dump it down low to Buffelli. Turnaround got blocked, though. Good defense by Clear Creek Amanda. Let Buffelli think about it a little bit.
Well, club did a nice job staying straight up and down, and again, it got hands on the basketball.
Harvey into Trado. Left of the key. Now to the corner. They dump it inside to Sly. Put it on the floor. Had it swatted away. Now it's loose. And we've got a reach foul, I think, on North Scott.
Now Clear Creek, again, not making the crisp passes. Have mishandled or fumbled two or three passes. Fortunate there. A foul was called. And Clear Creek will inbounds it on the side.
North Scott, their first team foul. And it's going to go again. Samantha Scott, that is her first. Here's a pull-up jumper banked in from the middle of the lane by Sly.
Well, that's big. If Clear Creek Amanda can get points from all players, Sly only averaging about 3.5 points per ball game, so a big early basket.
8-4 lead for North Scott with the basketball. Here's Scott, dumps it in the high post. Latham, down low to Buffelli, turns, fires, and hits. She gets it down there.
Yeah,
it's going to be tough.
She was down literally right under the basket there, and there was going to be no stopping her.
10-4. Breaking the pressure. Ball tipped, and it's going to go off of Sly, off the deflection. It's going to be North Scott ball.
Well, the press has bothered Clear Creek Amanda. They made the right passes over the top, but either just led the player a little too far or mishandled it. That time, again, off Sly, out of bounds, and the Lancers will be coming back this way.
Morgan Etchite will come in. Her first appearance off the bench, another sophomore at 6'1", another post. They throw at the big body of Buffelli. Buffelli very athletic, though. Sets a screen, Case in the drive, floater off the glass, no good. Tipped, loose, Latham goes for it in the corner and gets it for North Scott. Back to Buffelli on the stop and go move, drives in and through the blocking foul.
Club tried to draw the foul, but just wasn't set. Took quite a hit there, but again, just didn't get her feet firmly planted.
And that'll be the first on Calia Club. And Buffelli to the free throw line, and short on the first one. That's rare. She's 77% from the stripe. Just not a lot of holes in the game of Grace Buffelli. And that one's good.
Well, I'm surprised North Scott dropped out of pressure after the made free throw. Looks like they're in a 1-2-2 zone here.
11-4, Harvey out front. Crossover dribble, angles left with it. Trado goes cross court. Club now playing on the perimeter. They've got Etchite at the free throw line.
Actually, they're playing a gimmick defense on Stratton.
Here's the jumper, won't go for the baseline, misses everything. Stratton saved it in, though, to Harvey. Backdoor look. Is deflected, picked up by Etchite. Turnaround shot no good, and the rebound to Latham.
I'll have to look. Maybe it's kind of a 1-2-1 triangle or a diamond in one.
From the corner, Scott, three-pointer won't go. Offensive rebound put back by Latham. And P.J. Sweeney's going to get a quick timeout.
Well, it's kind of, I don't want to say worst-case scenario for Clear Creek Amana, but, again, a quick start by Norris Scott. Four different players have scored, and Clear Creek falls behind early.
Yeah, 13-4 here in the early going. And North Scott's doing things inside, but they're also getting shots from the outside and the perimeter. They made two threes, which makes life even tougher for Clear Creek Amana on the interior.
Well, in their face guard, at least that last possession, Carson Stratton everywhere on the floor. Carson, again, about 5'8", and they have, I believe it was Latham, number 40, who's 5'11". So, again, Carson's going to have to work against a gimmick defense, and she's going to be working against size. Now, again, maybe a little surprise. North Scott dropped out of the press again here. Clear Creek taking the ball the length of the floor. That press has been fairly effective, forcing three early Clear Creek turnovers.
Yeah, Latham is face guarding Stratton wherever she goes. Dumping the high post to Etchai, traveling with it. Just picked up that pivot foot, and that's four turnovers here on the Clippers.
Well, we'll see. Again, Stratton's, I don't know, within the offense if she's touched the ball yet. She's touched the ball helping to break the press, but not in the half-court offense.
Presley Case will walk it up for her dad, TJ. High post, Buffelli, Clear Creek Amana, dropping into that 1-3-1. But really sagging. Scott behind the screen for three. Missed it. Offensive rebound, though, North Scott. As Case gets it. As the Lancers get back into things. Regan Schoening coming into the lineup now for North Scott. A 5'5 junior coming off the bench. Where's number four? Case, lob pass, nice catch. Latham down low and lays it in.
That's Latham's third basket here of the first quarter, so 6 points, and now it's a 15-4 North Scott lead.
And she only averages three a game, but there's so much. As here's Case coming up with the steal, took it away from Trado. All the way down and missed the layup, though. The rebound back tap picked up by Stratton. A break there for Clear Creek Amana.
Yeah, that was a breakaway layup, really an uncontested layup that was missed by North Scott.
Now we got a hold out front as Stratton got loose for a moment. Looks like Case grabbed it. Allison Rummelhart will come into the Clear Creek Amana lineup.
Well, Allison played really well in the tournament game. I think it was against Pella. She hit a couple three-pointers and was close to double figures. So in that game leading to state, she had a really solid game.
Sydney Happel comes in off the bench. Happel, a 6-foot senior, averages about three a game, but she's going to play college basketball off the inbound. Harvey shot no good, and then Rummelhart with the rebound and got bumped and fouled.
Well, again, Rummelhart comes in and contributes immediately with a kind of long offensive rebound and then was bumped. So Clear Creek Amana will inbounds it under their own basket.
15-4 lead here for the Lady Lancers. Harvey to Rummelhart in the corner. Tried to dump it inside. Etchai tipped away, stolen.
Well, that's the sixth Clear Creek Amana turnover here.
To none for North Scott. Schoening over to Happel in the corner. Skip pass. They work at the Case. On the ball, fake, drive, and a kick. As five on the perimeter right now for North Scott. Buffelli stepping out for three and buried it.
Well, that's tough. If she can step all the way out to the three-point line and hit shots, she's going to be awfully tough to defend.
She is 7 of 16 from three this year.
Well, shoots a decent percentage, doesn't take a lot of shots.
Stratton doubled. They give it right back to Etchai. Turnaround shot off the glass, won't go. And the rebound to the Lancers. Here comes Case in transition. Case, little floater up and good. As two bodies hit the deck in the paint.
Well, that's a little running one-hand floater. A great shot by Case there.
And it's a 20-4 lead for North Scott. Rummelhart over to Harvey. Open three. Good for Megan Harvey. That's what Clear Creek Amana needs.
Well, again, Harvey's played exceptionally well here down the stretch in the season. And, again, if they keep taking Carson Stratton away and playing a gimmick, Harvey may or should be able to get open for some good looks.
Here's Case, an NBA three on the way, and she hits from the left of the key.
Well, that's the fourth three-pointer made by North Scott this first quarter.
Under a minute to play in the first, 23-7. The jump here for North Scott. Rummelhardt holds it outside the arc to Harvey. To the corner, Kalia Club has been a little quiet so far. They drop it on the block to Etscheid. Leaner good. Took it up right up against half. That's a little confidence builder for Morgan Etscheid.
Yeah, only a sophomore. And again, a nice size at 6'1".
There's that lob down low. Catching a two for Buffelli.
8 points for Buffelli here. 22 seconds left in the quarter.
If the Clippers go for one. 25-9. Stratton coming off the high ball screen. Drives, got doubled. Harvey with 10 seconds. Goes back door. Rummelhardt with the catch. Follow away jumper, no. And the rebound to Happel. 5 seconds. See what Case does. He gets over the half court line. Launches from 30. And it's no good at the horn. Through one. Number one, North Scott. With a good first quarter. Lancers lead. Clear Creek Comana. 25-9. We'll come back with the second quarter in a minute. You're listening to the Girls State Basketball Tournament presented by Hills Bank on KGYM.
At Hills Bank, we believe in building connections. That means we take a sincere interest in you and your family. Now we're taking that interest literally with our new high-interest checking account. Learn more at hillsbank.com or by connecting with a banker in office or on our HERE app. Our high-interest checking may be new, but our interest in our customers and community? That's been here since 1904. Because at Hills Bank, connection is here. Member FDIC.
Here's a debate we were trying to figure out. Is LeBron James one of the most protected or most disrespected players in the NBA? That and more Tuesday.
The Will Cain Show on ESPN Radio and on the ESPN app. KZIA HD3 and 4 Cedar Rapids. This is the gym.
Well, good afternoon as we welcome you back to Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. Scott Unash and Eric Peterson with you. And not the start. The Clear Creek Comana got in the regional final against Marion as they trail 25-9. But North Scott has had a lot to do with it, Eric.
Well, they have. Again, just the first quarter of watching Presley Case, a wonderful point guard, has hit two threes and another basket. And he's done a nice job running the offense. And Buffelli down low, again, three baskets and a free throw. And then Latham, again, three baskets, so already above her scoring average for the season.
Stratton is yet to score. She'll bring it up for Clear Creek Comana. Etscheid, Rummelhardt in there. Kalia Club starts to penetrate. And also Harvey from the corner. Club eyes a three instead to Etscheid. Turns, fires, can't get it to go. Rebound back tap, loose, picked up by Club to Stratton. She'll pull up from 10. Good, it'll count the foul.
Well, that's, I think, her first shot of the ball game there, and that was off a hustle play. I think it was Club, a scramble for the rebound, and Club tipped it over to Stratton, and she, again, that little pull-up jump shot and was fouled.
Latham will pick up the foul, and a chance at the three-point play for Carson Stratton. On the way, up and missed it, and the rebound to Buffelli. North Scott shot 63%. In that first quarter, and they shot 57% from three-point land.
Well, and that's going to be tough to beat. You know, Clear Creek has to do something to try to, you know, stay on shooters and get hands in the face. But when you're, you know, sending help down to Buffelli, that's going to leave some players open.
Starting five back in there for North Scott. Shot no good, but the putback good by Buffelli off the Case miss.
Well, and that's tough. If you're Clear Creek, you made him miss a long three-pointer, and then you just don't get that defensive rebound. Buffelli goes around the defense and gets an easy basket.
Hard to block out in that 1-3-1, though.
Yep.
Club to Rummelhardt, left open. She'll crank the three, too strong, and the rebound to Case. Lancers on the run, long up-court pass, nice catch in traffic. Buffelli double, kicks it to Scott. Right corner, three ball, in and out. But rebound Buffelli up, no, but drew the foul from Kalia Club, who picked up her second.
Well, as you mentioned, Scott, it's just really tough to block out in a 1-3-1. And again, the Creek does not have size at the bottom of that 1-3-1. And Buffelli does a good job, though. As soon as that shot goes up, she's looking for a space to get in an opening and to go after that offensive rebound.
Free throw up, girls in. High school basketball this afternoon on 106.3 FM in Iowa City, brought to you by Hills Bank. Buffelli, four-year player for North Scott, all-tournament captain a year ago, and drains a pair. And already with a dozen. North Scott shooting the lights out here early. A little three-quarter court trap now. As Harvey and Stratton will bring it up for the Clippers. Down 29-11, and lob pass too tall, but a travels on Scott, giving it right back.
Well, that's North Scott's first turnover here. They went through the whole first quarter and the first minute and a half of the second quarter with no turnovers.
It's been about a perfect start for the Lady Lancers.
Well, it really has. Again, they've got their key players off to another Clear Creek Amana turnover. They've got their good players off to a strong start, and again, I mean, Clear Creek has contested some shots inside by Buffelli, Club and Eichheit, but boy, in the last 2-3 minutes, she's gotten to good spots on the floor and had some easy baskets.
29-11, 6:19 to play here in the first half. Kilberg holds it high over her head. Rummelhart playing off of her. Here's the high-low pass. Too tall for Buffelli and out of bounds.
Well, the second turnover here in just a short period of time for North Scott. Clear Creek has 8 turnovers already.
Pressure, 1-2-2, three-quarter court with Latham out in front, working on Harvey. And she'll lob it ahead. Rummelhart driving baseline, tried to drop the bounce pass off block to block and threw it away.
Now, Rummelhart maybe trying to do a little too much, took the ball on the baseline, and really not any place for her to go as a smaller guard, and tried to make a pass and just went out of bounds.
Probably should have shot it.
Yeah, yep.
Under 6 to play, first half, 29-11, North Scott. Buffelli, Kilberg up top, now to Scott. She'll turn, fire the three, in and out. And the rebound out of there to Morgan Etchite. Clear Creek Amana down by 18 here early. Harvey goes crossover. Long lob pass. Out beyond the arc. Rummelhart against the zone. High post head shot. Tries to drop it off. Nice catch by Stratton inside. Goes off the glass and scores.
Oh, it's a nice pass and a really tough catch by Stratton. And able to kind of plant her feet. Ball fake and went up and scored.
Now, I like that by P.J. Sweeney. If they're going to cover her up outside, go in and post her up. 29-13, 5:08 to play, first half.
Well, Clear Creek now has just gone to a straight-up 2-3.
With two girls fronting, and Buffelli, here's a three, up no good, rebound by Sly. Did a good job of keeping her balance. Here's Stratton, walks it up across the timeline. 4:45 to play here in the first half. First to two here today. We got West Branch coming up tonight. Miles and Eric will have that one at about 8:15. It's a long day for you, Eric.
It'll be a fun day.
Jump pass, Etchite catches at the free throw line. Back to Harvey. Open three. That's way too strong.
Now over the back there by, I believe, Sly. Well, that was a good look for Harvey. And again, she's shown to be a good shooter, but that one didn't draw iron. And Sly over the back.
Schoening back in. Regan Schoening in for North Scott as Latham will go out. 29-13, 4:20 to play here in the game's first half from Des Moines. Clear Creek Amana coming in at 19-4 on the year for the Clippers. Left open, Kilberg, and she drains the three, top of the key.
Well, that's tough. Clear Creek Amana went man-to-man there, and Rummelhart just sagged off of Kilburn, and Kilburn only averages 4 points a game but didn't hesitate there and scored.
Full timeout, Clear Creek Amana. We'll take it, 4:06 to play, first half. North Scott 32, CCA 13. Back in a minute, Tom, KGYM.
Basketball season is heating up. It's the time when the standings begin to take shape and real competitors discover just how far they can go.
Goodyear knows the road to the playoffs takes the right amount of momentum and drive, and that movement is the path to discovering your true potential.
So on your drive, Goodyear wants to help you discover your own possibilities, no matter where the road leads.
When it comes to choosing tires, visit Goodyear.com and pursue the road ahead. Goodyear, more driven.
The Lowe's is ready with the brands pros trust, like DeWalt, so you can get the job done right. In fact, we stock the largest in-store selection of DeWalt power tools and accessories of any national retailer. And now you can save with your choice of a DeWalt Extreme 12-volt max compact brushless drill or impact driver, now just $99 each. And save time. Order online at lowesforpros.com and pick up your order at the Pro Desk today and every day. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 3/11, U.S. only.
Cedar Rapids and Iowa City Sports Radio, KGYM.
Back with you in Des Moines at Wells Fargo Arena. As Clear Creek Amana down 32-13, coming off the timeout. As Sly will bring it up top to Rummelhart. She'll drop it inside, tries to the Stratton, who's double team, ball tipped out of bounds.
Well, you know the defense has done a good job on Stratton. She's only gotten two shots here with 3:50 left in the second quarter. Now she's made both of them, but again, only gotten two shots.
Gracie Downs, the senior, will come in for Clear Creek Amana, play a very good game against Marion. Almost a turnover, but saved by Harvey at the center circle off the inbounds. Zone defense, well, a junk. They got a box and one going.
Yep.
On Carson Stratton. Flip pass up top. Downs over to Rummelhart. Ooh, might have got away with a walk.
Walk there. Well, you can tell when Carson Stratton just not even able to touch the basketball. I mean, they're dead fronting her everywhere on the floor. And
Kilberg is doing that right now. They go back door. Nice catch in the block by Edscheid. She gets doubled and threw it away.
Well, tough. Clear Creek tried to be patient, move the basketball around the perimeter, but when they finally tried to feed the post, they threw it away.
Northcott basketball. 3 minutes to play here in the first half. Schoening will lob it inside. Too tall for Buffelli, but tipped out of bounds by Clear Creek.
Kind of a break. Stratton was behind Buffelli, and the pass went over Buffelli's head, and Stratton trying to grab it went off Carson out of bounds. It would have gone out of bounds off of North Scott.
Trado back in. Rummelhart will take a seat as Buffelli going to tie the shoe here.
Now, Club's been on the bench for a fair amount of time here, although Eichheit has played well off the bench.
Latham also back in. Samantha Scott back in for North Scott. Lancers have led the whole way. Here's the lob inside and went off of Buffelli's hand and out
good
of bounds.
Good defense by Clear Creek. Again, fronting the post and trying to play to the side or behind, and it forced a tough interior feed, and North Scott couldn't connect.
So Buffelli had to go off for fingertips. It's out of bounds, and here come the Clippers. Down by 19. Trado feeds a high post. Kick outside, Gracie Downs back to Trado. Line drive three won't go, and Buffelli claims the rebound.
Well, and that's a shot they need to go. There's a travel against North Scott on first turnover.
Really good defense by Carson Stratton, who went and made a nice little fake to go into the passing zone. And caused a travel, fourth turnover against the Lancers. They try to force it inbounds. Downs with a nice catch. Poked away from behind to Edscheid. Tried to bank it. No good. Downs offensive rebound and the putback. Gracie Downs with her first bucket.
Now 32-15, North Scott lead.
Here's Buffelli left open on the perimeter. Can't get it to go, but Latham the offensive board. And bad pass stolen away.
Well, North Scott a little sloppy with the basketball here after that great start. Five turnovers here in the second quarter.
Harvey, starter dribble to Trado. They're daring her to shoot. Whitney driving right of the lane. Here's Harvey with a minute 49 to play in the first half.
Well, and I think Trado, she missed the last one, but I think it's a shot she's got to consider taking because it was a wide open look.
Downs inside. Nice back door. Bounce pass to Trado for the easy layup.
Well, that was a nice job. Who was that? Number 42. That was Eichheit. Got the ball inside and made a nice little bounce pass to Trato on the baseline for an easy basket.
Clear Creek Amana hanging around. Minute 22 to go, down 15. The number one unbeaten North Scott Lancers. Latham posting up. Driving a kick outside. Kilberg inside to Buffelli, and she got pushed from behind.
Eichheit doing all she can there, but again, that's a sophomore against a senior, and both players being pretty physical there in terms of the pushing.
Yeah, sophomore going up against a D1 player, too. Morgan's doing a good job, though. Off the inbound, North Scott. That's only Clear Creek Amanda. They're not in the bonus as of yet. Latham driving down the lane, flips it up and in.
Tough shot by Latham. Her fourth basket, 8 points.
And that's way over her average. 34-17, and they're going to get a foul on Case. Just a little nickel dimer out front on the pressure.
Just the fifth team foul, so no free throws with 53.6 seconds remaining here in the second quarter.
But two on Presley Case.
Yep.
No one in real foul trouble as of yet. Case has two, and Club has two for Clear Creek Amana. Headshot, high post, had it knocked away, out of bounds ago, should be clear. Oh!
Yeah, I think it actually went down off of Aichai's foot there, I think. That's the fifth Clear Creek turnover of the quarter. Tough, just the North Scott defender took a swipe at the ball and knocked the ball, and then it went down into all the feet there, and one official wasn't sure, deferred to the underneath official, and he called it off Aichai's foot.
Rummel Hart comes back in. Downs will go out. As North Scott would not be surprised if the Lancers go for the last shot.
Yep. Yeah, it looks like they've pulled out the three guards here just to play catch, although Clear Creek Amana is extending out.
Samantha Scott, Harvey picks her up at the center line. Now to Kilberg. Latham at the far hash mark with 22 seconds to play here. Stop and go move. Nice. Bounce pass underneath. Buffelli missed the layup, though. Offensive rebound, Scott. She got fouled. Buffelli doesn't miss that shot very often.
No. And again, officials allow him to be pretty physical underneath. I'm sure Buffelli thought maybe more contact than should be allowed. But, again, credit to Clear Creek trying to battle inside. But, again, the offensive rebound and then the foul.
Scott on the free throw line. Curls the first one good. Her fourth point this afternoon for the 5'9 junior. That last foul was on Megan Harvey. As both free throws good.
13 seconds left here for the Clippers.
Oh, there's a push from behind as Latham fouled Stratton.
Well, they just kind of got their feet tangled up there, but again, you've got to make that call as the official. You have no choice.
Second on Adrienne Latham. So Happel will come in for her. Only the 16th foul. As Clear Creek Amano to inbound. Clippers get it in. See if they can play beat the clock. Stratton comes off the high ball screen. Pull up from 17. No, short. Rebound. Rummelhart. She'll turn, fire, and short at the horn. Halftime here from Des Moines. It's North Scott on top of Clear Creek Amana by a count of 36-17. We'll take a 2-minute break. Come back to Des Moines after this. You're listening to coverage of the Girls State Basketball Tournament presented by Hills Bank on KGYM.
Napa Know How.
Now at Napa, get a free Chase Elliott racing hat with any $25 purchase. Set of brakes? That'll cover it. New battery? Hat worthy. Replacing an air filter? Then adding on wiper blades and headlamps just to break $25? Chase approved. So get what you need and a free Chase Elliott hat. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer ends 3/31/20.
Most ads interrupt your music with dialogue. This ad interrupts it with more music, and that's marginally better. Thanks, Giant Snickers Hole.
The world is out of sorts. We need to face it. Quaker, we're gonna face the world. We're feeding it Snickers. We're dreaming a huge hole. It's a huge hole. Dropping it right in habits. It's something to do.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Wipers squeaking and streaking? Now's the time to change your wipers and get ready for those spring showers. We've got the deals to help you prep your ride. Right now, if you buy two Bosch Envision wiper blades, you'll get a $15 AutoZone gift card by mail or email. And next time, you can get what you need even faster. Just order online at AutoZone.com with our free same-day store pickup. Getting your job done just got easier. Restrictions and details at AutoZone.com.
Get in the zone, AutoZone. know if you could see what I'm seeing right now. A cheesy, sizzly, sausagey, tasty, toasty breakfast deal for my belly eat? That's right. It's your favorite McDonald's breakfast sandwich. And right now, you can pick two of them for just $4 from the bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, sausage McMuffin with egg, and bacon, egg, and cheese McGriddles. Now let's see you hitting that drive-thru to get more out of breakfast. At participating McDonald's for a limited time, only at breakfast. Single item at regular price. Wake up breakfast.
Eastern Iowa Sports Radio, KGYN.
Back at the girls' state basketball tournament as the dance team's performing here at halftime. Pleasantville out there, and we'll have another one coming up here in just a little bit. Scott Unash, Eric Peterson with you on 106.3 FM. And our score at the break, North Scott, they've led the entire way. They lead Clear Creek Command at 36-17. And if you join us late, North Scott got off to a 15-4 lead behind Grace Buffelli inside. Hot outside shooting. But after that, Clear Creek Command has kind of stayed with them a little bit. Too many turnovers for the Clippers, though.
Well, it was. They had 11 turnovers there in the first half, 6 in the first quarter, 5 in the second. You know, second quarter was an 11-8 quarter in favor of North Scott. So, you know, Clear Creek found a few answers, and they were a little more competitive, but just weren't able to chip into the North Scott lead.
Yeah, and B.J. Sweeney going to be making adjustments coming up at the halftime break, of course. And I thought the defense got a lot better in the second quarter.
Well, it did. They made North Scott work a little harder. I thought they defended in the post a little bit better. Buffelli just had the one basket and two free throws after a pretty big first quarter. So they made her work for everything. But, you know, offensively, Clear Creek was 8 for 21 in that first quarter, 1 for 5 from 3. So, you know, they need to just find a way to get the ball in the basket. And so tough. They're so used to Carson Stratton, you know, probably taking 15, 18, 20 shots a ball game. And, again, she only had, I think, maybe three shots, and the last one was kind of an end of the quarter. Not a four shot by any means, but she's 2 for 3 from the field. But just against the gimmick defense, having a hard time getting the ball in a position to score.
Yeah, box and one defense right now being employed by T.J. Case and North Scott, and they failed Stratton to 4 points in that first half. Scoring looks like this. For North Scott, Grace Buffelli leading the way, the All-Stater with 12. 4 field goals, including 1 3-pointer, 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. 8 points apiece for Adrienne Latham and Presley Case. Case has got a couple threes. 5 points for Samantha Scott, including a 3-pointer. Brooke Kilberg's got 3 for the North Scott, 36. Clear Creek Amana. Very balanced. Carson Stratton actually leading the way with 4. But remember, Stratton coming in averaging for the season, 21.2 a game. Megan Harvey's got a 3-pointer and 3. And then 2 apiece for Whitney Trado. Kalia Club got 2 early fouls, had to take a seat. Emily Sly's got 2. Gracie Downs has 2. And Morgan Utscheid has 2 as well for Clear Creek Comana. Bench scoring right now is 4-0. The Clippers, and as Eric mentioned, 5 turnovers for North Scott and 11 for the Clippers. And you got your stat sheet?
Well, one thing that jumped out at me, Latham, again, 4 for 4 from the field. So, you know, here you're trying to guard Case, you're trying to guard Buffelli, and then you have Adriana Latham, you know, get away for 4 baskets. She played exceptionally well. And like you mentioned, I missed that Club had the second early foul. I was kind of surprised she was on the bench as long as she was. And that's always a tough call at state when you get someone with 2 fouls. You know, do you bring them back in that first half or do you wait to the second half? And, you know, you can't let North Scott get too far out in front of you. So we'll see. But hopefully Kalia Club coming back on the floor and hopefully getting significant minutes can help Clear Creek Amanda. From the rebounding standpoint, Clear Creek Amanda had 10 rebounds in that first half, 16 for North Scott. As we mentioned, Clear Creek Amanda, 11 turnovers. North Scott struggled a little bit in that second quarter, had 5 turnovers after having no turnovers in the first quarter.
Earlier game today to close out Class 3A, it was Sioux City Helan knocking off Des Moines Christian by a score of 50-38. So the 3A state tournament will look like this in the semifinals. It'll be Dyke New Hartford meeting up against North Polk. Of course, North Polk was in the 3A state championship last year, losing to Center Point Urbana. And then it'll be Clear Lake taking on Sioux City Helan. Of course, the 5A semifinals are set. We'll be back on Thursday morning with City High and Johnston, and then Waukee and Waterloo West. Boy, that's going to be a fun day of 5A basketball.
Well, it will be, and I watched all four of those, and Waukee looked awfully good. The defensive pressure they put on Sioux City East, it'll be interesting. Obviously, I don't know if City High will get to that final game, and you don't know for sure Waukee, but you could see why City struggled going to Waukee and suffering that season-ending loss. And the other game that jumped out is Cedar Falls and Waterloo West. Cedar Falls, I believe, in the third quarter had a 15-point lead, and just couldn't hold on to it. That freshman, Paca, just had a great fourth quarter, getting to the free throw line. I don't know, she had about 15 free throw attempts, made a couple really tough shots in that fourth quarter, and Waterloo West pulled it off in the last minute of that ball game.
Yeah, I think Waterloo West's first win at state. Maybe having going back to the Nina Smith era.
Well, and it was tough. Smith,
she's got a daughter playing.
Yeah, the daughter starts and got in foul trouble early. Picked up three, I think, in the first quarter, and had to sit the rest of the first half. And again, Waterloo West only plays about six kids. They don't go any deeper than that, so that was tough for them having her on the bench for so long. But again, credit to Waterloo West. And a little surprising, Cedar Falls, with the talent they have, kids going to play at UNI, and a little surprising that they kind of faltered down the stretch.
That'll be in 5A. Coming up next, more 4A action for you. It'll be on 107.5 FM, also on the stream if you'd like to go to the Jim OT stream. It will be Center Point Urbana, speaking of the 4A champs, or the 3A champs from last year. They moved up to 4A. They're back, and CPU will take on Waverly Shellrock in a rematch of a game played back in early December. At Waverly, won by CPU by two. And we're going to see another good post in that particular ballgame. Bradley signee for Waverly Shellrock, Abby Draper, averaging 18 points and 8 rebounds per game, will go up against Adriana Catcher and Riley Goebel and CPU. So that will be coming up next.
I'm excited. I haven't seen Catcher or Goebel play this year. Obviously saw them last year playing at state and things. So, and boy, Goebel just came and played exceptionally well.
As a freshman.
It was just incredible. Her defense, too. As I know a lot of folks talk scoring, but boy, she was just getting her hands on so many passes and steals and runouts, and again, just was so impressive. And it'll be fun to watch her for me the first time this year.
Let's take a two-minute timeout. We'll come back with the second half here from Des Moines. Our halftime score, this 4A quarterfinal, North Scott 36, Clear Creek Amana 17. Back after this on KGYM.
At Hills Bank, we believe in building connections. That means we take a sincere interest in you and your family. Now we're taking that interest literally with our new high-interest checking account. Learn more at hillsbank.com or by connecting with a banker in office or on our HERE app. Our high-interest checking may be new, but our interest in our customers and community? That's been here since 1904. Because at Hills Bank, connection is here. Member FDIC.
Here's the thing. Saving money with GEICO is almost better than playing pickup basketball. Because there's always that guy who joins your game. He never passes the rock, he constantly bricks threes, and he'll completely hack you and then put his hands up and say, "No foul, no foul." With GEICO, it's easy to switch and save on car insurance. No need to fake an ankle sprain because you're absolutely exhausted. So switch and save with GEICO. It's almost better than sports.
Do business more powerfully during Dell's semi-annual sale. Save up to 45% on Dell computers and servers with Intel Core processors. It's time for you to upgrade to new, modern devices with Windows 10. Also save on electronics and accessories, plus free shipping on everything and special financing with Dell Business Credit. Call 877-BUY-DELL to talk to a Dell Technologies advisor who can help you find just the right tech. Or visit Dell.com/businessdeals.
Hampton by Hilton takes the thinking out of travel by giving you a great experience with friendly service every time. With perks like free hot breakfast featuring freshly made waffles and Chobani Greek yogurt smoothies. Knowing you made the right choice about where to stay frees up your brain to think about other things like...
smoothies.
Yeah, things like that. Hampton by Hilton, with over 2,500 locations worldwide. Book your stay at Hampton.com.
When weather hits, the right wiper blades make all the difference. That's when the Michelin man is on your side, helping you see better and drive safer with new Michelin premium wiper blades. Designed with exclusive SmartFlex technology or frameless beam design, Michelin blades flex to the curve of your windshield, giving you unparalleled streak-free, long-lasting all-season performance. So when the going gets tough, Michelin premium wiper blades. It's a difference you can see. Available at Walmart, Menards, Mills, and Blaine's.
Sports Radio, KGYM.
Underway, second half here from Des Moines. Scott Unash and Eric Peterson with you on 106.3 FM. North Scott with the basketball. Kick out to the corner. Kilberg three, and she hits.
Well, just good ball movement. Went into the post and then was kicked to the corner, and that's Kilberg's second three-pointer of the ball game.
Great assist there by Buffelli, and it's 39-17 in favor of North Scott. This is their biggest lead of the ball game. Clear Creek Amana going to the basket to our right. Trado holds it top of the key. Case coming out on her. North Scott still face guarding Carson Stratton wherever she goes. Sly driving down the lane. They find Stratton. She'll turn, fire, 10-footer dips in and out. And Club had the rebound and lost it to Case.
Well, Stratton finally got the basketball, kind of the first time she put it on the floor for about two, three dribbles, got to the middle of the lane, but again ran into size and still elevated up and got it up on the back of the rim, but it rolled out and North Scott got the rebound.
Trado, Club, Sly, Stratton, and Harvey for Clear Creek Amana. Scott, Latham, Buffelli, Case, and Kilberg for North Scott. Both teams with their starting fives. Case coming off the ball screen, driving baseline. There's that floater, and she got the roll. Couldn't even really get off the ground with
no,
it.
No, no. Well, and I was going to say we needed Clear Creek Amana to get off to a quick start here to try to cut into that lead, and now that's the first 5 points of this quarter scored by North Scott.
And there they come back. Sly got loose down low on the block and laid it in.
Well, good feed there. Led her towards the basket and just had to go up and lay it off the backboard.
41-19. Kilberg, left point. Scott turns. She'll lob it inside. Posting up Buffelli and scores.
Well, Club doing what she could behind her, but again, just with her strength, she backs herself down and gets such good position and a pretty easy shot.
You just kind of pick your poison because if you go man-to-man, as Trado's three got blocked from behind, comes out to Buffelli. Buffelli, left hand on the dribble. Nice drop-off pass, layup, rimming, no. Buffelli, the rebound, put back for two.
You know, Clear Creek may need a timeout here. First 9 points of the quarter scored by North Scott.
45-19. Lady Lancers out to their biggest lead of the afternoon at 26. Trado down on the block. Nice turnaround, but Club lost it on the way up. Weak side and a block. Buffelli blocks Stratton from behind.
That's 5-8 against 6-1 there, and again, Carson lost that battle.
And now away from the action, we got a foul.
Is that on Club?
Yep, for holding.
Well, that's tough. It's her third. I think she's a tad bit frustrated because, again, it's awful physical down inside, and Buffelli is a little bigger and a little stronger, and again, you can certainly debate who's initiating the contact. And
now... Yeah, and you and they lob it inside, and Buffelli getting a call for three in the lane. The way the game was going to be called was going to be key because North Scott's used to 5A competition.
Yep.
Not to say the Womack has is not a league of physicality, but every step the physicality goes up a little.
Yep.
Here's Stratton on the stutter dribble. She'll pull up from 10. Good. It'll count the foul.
Well, one thing that's impressed me about Carson Stratton this game is, you know, it's been tough. You know, you get face guarded the entire game, and it's a challenge. But, you know, she's done a nice job of maintaining her poise, not forcing things. Just need other players to step up. That's her third basket of the ball game.
And the free throw won't go. That fell off Buffelli, by the way. Her first, 45-21. North Scott out on top as we're under five to play third quarter. Yeah, still the 1-3-1. They dump it down low. Buffelli doubled. Got it to Kilburg.
Yeah, Clear Creek Command going man, trying to send help down to Club. But
there's Buffelli going right at Club.
And Club, yeah, was bounced off and ended up underneath the basket. That's the third basket of this third quarter for Buffelli.
And Callie is a different type of player. She's not that straight post. Here's Stratton. Pull up 10, footer, good. They're coming with Stratton off some ball screens now.
Yep. Well, the tough thing is you've got to get some defensive stops to try to creep back into the ball game, and Clear Creek Command just cannot get stops.
47-23, driving a kick. Kilburg, left corner, three ball, in and out, no good. Happel kept it alive but tipped it to Stratton. Here comes Stratton. His Club laid a great screen, and Happel is down. Bounce down low inside, and Case with the takeaway, and now we're going to have a stoppage.
That was a wicked screen that was set down there. I mean, she was there for a long time.
It was legal.
It was legal. That's where, you know, you always hope somebody gives you a heads up that that screen's there, but I lost track of who the North Scott player was.
That was Apple.
She went down and stayed down there until, again, the turnover occurred, and then the official stopped play.
Apple is kind of holding her right arm. She's kind of a slight post at 6 foot.
Maybe a little bit up in the right shoulder area as well here.
Over halfway here in the third quarter, 47-23. Deep three won't go that time by Case. And Carson Stratton got another rebound.
Now Latham didn't start the quarter. She's back in the ball game defending Stratton.
Inside, Sly posting up, splits defenders and drew the foul.
Now let's see who that's on.
Either Buffelli or Kilburg.
Well, Sly being very aggressive down low again. Number 12 is who the foul's on.
Yep, Kilburg. Yeah, Sly has not backed down from Grace Buffelli today.
Well, no, a number of kids have stepped up, and they're playing hard and taking a ride at them. And, again, a lot of underclassmen.
That dips in and out, no good. Sly is a terrific free throw shooter at 83%. Yeah, it's coming back, Schoening for North Scott, replacing Kilburg. 47-23, 3:22 to play, and second free throw is good. Emily Sly with five, which is...
Now Clear Creek back to the 1-3-1 again.
But extending it a little bit now.
Yep.
Stratton out front. And Club down low trying to do everything she can against Buffelli as the wing pass tipped out of bounds by Trado.
I keep thinking that Harvey or Trato is going to have to maybe get a few opportunities from the three-point line. It hasn't happened yet here in the ball game.
Schoening on the ball fake, drive, no-look bounce pass to Case. Took a look at the three, turned it down. High post, now it comes over to Schoening. She'll try a jumper, good for two. Had a foot on the line in the corner.
Well, again, great ball movement. North Sky does a great job of getting the ball inside, and then if Buffelli or Latham opts not to go to the basket, then they just kick the ball out to the corner, and they've had some good looks, wide open looks from the corners.
Clear Creek Amanda with Club. She'll penetrate the lane and got fouled by Buffelli. Took it right at her that time.
Well, that was off the dribble. That was from outside the free throw line. So, again, the saw.
And Calia Club has not scored since very early in the ball game.
I think she might have had either the first or second basket of the ball game.
And the free throw, high archer right through. 63% foul shooter. Clear Creek Amana right at that number for a team.
Well, this is great experience for the young Clear Creek Amana post players. It gives you a sense for, you know, again, at that upper level of the state, you know, how physical it is. And, again, they're battling hard.
Second free throw, no good. Latham with the rebound. Yeah, CCA, they lose Carson Stratton and Megan Harvey.
Well, and that's a lot, but yet that being said, they still are playing a lot of young talent.
Pass inside, tipped away and stolen. Morgan Edshine into the ball game, got a hand on it. Turnover number 7. Stratton coming off the ball screen. She'll pull up from 12, can't get it to go. Offensive rebound, put back short. Third effort up and good by Calia Club. North Scott's going to get a timeout.
Well, again, Clear Creek Amana willing to take the ball. Stratton doesn't miss that shot very often. She got to a good spot, but Club, great job on the offensive boards.
49-27 with a minute 58 to play in the third quarter. We'll take a minute break. Come back to Des Moines after this on KGYM.
At Hills Bank, we believe in building connections. That means we take a sincere interest in you and your family. Now we're taking that interest literally with our new high-interest checking account. Learn more at hillsbank.com or by connecting with a banker in office or on our HERE app. Our high-interest checking may be new, but our interest in our customers and community? That's been here since 1904. Because at Hills Bank, connection is here. Member FDIC.
Here's a debate we were trying to figure out. Is LeBron James one of the most protected or most disrespected players in the NBA? That and more Tuesday.
The Will Cain Show on ESPN Radio and on the ESPN app.
When you need sports, we're right here. You're listening to The Gym.
Back with you in Des Moines at the Girls State Basketball Tournament for 2020. As North Scott forced to call a timeout there as Clear Creek Amana still down 22, but they're going to throw some full court press on now.
Well, we'll see again if possibly this full court pressure can create some turnovers.
This is the 1-8 matchup in Class 4A. North Scott, the number one seed against number 8 seeded Clear Creek Amana. Here's Kilberg to Case in there along with Latham, Scott, and Buffelli. And T.J. Case was not real happy with North Scott's play as of late.
Oh, my boy, Bethelli calling for the ball down low, and again, not happy that the guards aren't finding a way to get it inside to her.
On the drive, Latham hooks the pass inside to Buffelli and got fouled on the turnaround.
That's her club. She took a pretty exaggerated swing at the basketball trying to block it. She's got to, just try to keep that hand straight up and down, contest, but don't bring the hand forward, and Buffelli will shoot 2 free throws.
And the 4th on Calia Club. As it looks like Sly is going to get ready to come right back in as the free throw is good. Front iron good for Buffelli. He's got 19, averages 29 a game.
Well, Aichai had done a decent job trying to be physical down low here.
As the free throw number 2 dances and falls.
8 points in the quarter for Buffelli.
Yeah, 20 in the game for Grace Buffelli. Here's Stratton coming around the screen. They got Buffelli?
Yeah, I think so.
And that's 3 on Buffelli. And team foul number 4.
That time Stratton opting not to settle for the pull-up jump shot and tried to get by Buffelli and was fouled.
Inbound Stratton going one-on-one. Backs her way in. They're going to get her for the offensive foul. Case might have bought one there a little bit.
Yeah, that maybe is the first bit of frustration Stratton shown. Kind of stared down the official just a little bit, not believing that was an offensive foul.
51-27. Yeah, Stratton wanted to get to the basket that time.
Yeah.
Instead of settling for that jumper. Buffelli, throw over the top of the zone. She'll angle right with it, kicks it out to Scott.
Well, nice job there. It wasn't there on the break, and Buffelli kicked it out. Now North Scott just settles into their offense.
Kilberg, Scott dumps it inside. Latham on the left block, posting up. They're going to spread it here and maybe hold it for one.
Yeah. Well, at 51 seconds left, that's a tough shot. I don't believe that was a pass. But,
I think it was a shot, but when Buffelli's underneath, She's going to grab it and score.
Yeah, it was a tough. It was kind of a running one-hand floater from about 8-9 feet away and didn't draw iron, but Buffelli was right there for the rebound.
Stratton, 10-footer, no good. Offensive rebound, put back good. Morgan Etchide.
That's a Morgan second basket of the ball game.
22 seconds to play in the quarter. 53-29, North Scott out in front, and the Lancers will go for one. Gilbert, Latham. Looking back door, now gets it to Case between the circles. Stratton coming out on her. Clear Creek going man-to-man. 3 seconds, coming off the ball screen. They're going to have to get it off, and they just do at the horn, and it's off the front iron. No good for three. We are through three. It's North Scott, number one rated, on top of Clear Creek Comana, 53-29. Back with the fourth quarter in a minute. This is high school girls state tournament basketball here on KGYN.
There's an app to save on flights, an app to rent a bike, and an app to help you save for driving safely. The Allstate app gives you real-time driving feedback with DriveWise, giving you the power to lower your insurance cost. In fact, safe drivers can save 40% or more. Connect and save with DriveWise. You're in good hands.
Download the Allstate app today. Savings may vary by state and driving behaviors. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Use of Allstate Mobile with activation of DriveWise required. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
There's something out there for you and me. And the American road is calling. So what's it gonna be? Hey!
ESPN Radio in Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, and all of Eastern Iowa. KGYM.
Back for the fourth quarter from Des Moines. Scott Unash and Eric Peterson with you. And we were going to give you the stats. Oh, there they go. It came back, Eric. North Scott, 54% shooting through three, 20 of 37. They're 35% from three-point range, 6 of 17. Clear Creek Comana, 39%, 13 of 33. And only 6 3-point tries for the Clippers. They have made one. Megan Harvey with the basketball to start the fourth quarter. Rummelhardt in there at Scheid. Also, it is Club back in with four fouls and Carson Stratton. Rummelhardt, three won't go. Stratton, though, fighting for the rebound and it tipped away out of bounds. It will stay with CCA.
Well, Clear Creek Comana continuing to battle. That time Stratton, a nice job of fighting for that offensive rebound and coming away with it, and Clear Creek will inbounds it on the side.
Latham in there, Case, Buffelli, Kilberg, and Scott. So the starting five back in. And a little 2-3 zone, maybe. Or are they still going to face guard Stratton? Harvey, cross court, high catch by Rummelhardt. Clear Creek Comana needs to get a shot off. Rummelhardt with a jab step. Starts to go baseline. Tried to drop it off inside. Pass tip. And a foul on Case.
Had just a loose ball there. Rummelhardt ball faked and took it on the baseline. Tried to make an interior pass there, I think, to number 42, Eichheit. And the ball got deflected. And Club got to it. And she was fouled.
Stratton will pull up. 13
footer. That was partially blocked.
Yeah, Latham. Taller player.
No, that's partially blocked,
yep.
Yeah.
And it will stay with Clear Creek Comana. Good call, Eric.
Well, it was short. You don't see Carson Stratton come up short very often. But again, that's, you know, they list her at 5'8". I don't know if Carson's quite 5'8", but that's going against about 5'11". And just a good job contesting the jump shot without fouling.
And there is a foul off the inbound. Latham trying to steal that hand back. And that's the third on Adrian Latham. And the sixth foul on North Scott. So Clear Creek Comana is shooting for the rest of the afternoon. Inbound, they find Harvey wide open and hits the three.
Well, again, Harvey's found and had a tough time finding opportunity as well. That's her second three-pointer of the ball game.
53-34, 32 as Clear Creek Comana putting on some pressure. Broken by the Lady Lancers. Kilberg out front. To Case. They're going to work a little cutters offense now.
Well, North Scott can certainly afford to be patient.
And inside, nice spin move, shot up, rimming good for Buffelli.
Well, that's, again, she just gets such good position and is athletic enough to spin and shoot that little jump shot over the front of the rim.
Well, that's the first time I think she gave the fake left go right,
yep,
too.
Yep.
She's got so many post moves. Behind the screen, Harvey three, and misses everything out of bounds.
That might have been, again, a little forced. Again, when you're down like this, obviously three-point shots are a way to try to get back in the ball game, but Harvey trying to come off a high screen didn't draw iron.
55-32. North Scott has led the whole way here in the basketball game. Latham the case, and she'll get it across the timeline. Comes off the high ball screen. Nice. No look bounce pass. Buffelli, though, couldn't corral it. And then it was kicked accidentally by Clear Creek Amana.
That's too bad. I think Clear Creek would have come up with it. But Club was down on the ground and saw the ball and kind of tried to use her foot to push the ball to another teammate. And again, kicking the basketball.
Great in soccer, not so good in basketball. Case coming off the screen. Pop up.
That's
jumper.
Good. That's a tough shot. Now, is that a two?
Two, yep.
Okay.
12, an even dozen for Presley Case.
Now she came off a screen, and Stratton was there with a hand in her face, and she still buried the shot.
57-32, Rummelhard three is too strong, but Club, the offensive rebound, then lost it, picks it up. Clear Creek Amana with it. They get it to Stratton on the baseline, and shot off the glass, no.
Just has struggled, made her first couple baskets, but I think only maybe two baskets since then.
4 out of 11.
Oh, great catch by Buffelli.
And a layup. They lob it from half court.
Yeah, any other player, that's off the hands, out of bounds, but the athlete she is, she's able to kind of put one hand up and stop the basketball and gather it in.
Harvey, nice spin move, and scores on the turnaround right of the lane. Nice little 10-footer for Harvey, who's got eight. 59-34. Again, there's that long lob pass to Buffelli and got fouled.
Well, that's tough for Clear Creek Amana. Aichai down low. Clear Creek Amana trying to do some full-court pressure. And once North Scott got over the top, Buffelli's just down one-on-one on the block and with no defensive help going to come. And that's Clear Creek Amana's not going to win that.
You mentioned nobody else in the state. As Buffelli misses the free throw, he is going to throw a half-court lob pass to your center.
Yeah. Well, and she's so athletic and has made a couple really challenging catches that, again, so many times those would be out of bounds and turnovers, and she just makes an athletic catch and then oftentimes gathers herself and scores.
And 1 out of 2 from the line there. 6 out of 8 this afternoon for Grace Buffelli from the free throw line.
Now she's within 2 of her average. She has 27 points.
60-34, 4:35 to play. Lob pass on the baseline, downs into the ball game. Back to Harvey. Long bounce pass. Stratton, nice spin move. Gets a high screen. Pull up 13-footer, no good. And a rebound to Scott.
Boy, Carson's had about 4 or 5 of her last shots bounce on the front back of the rim. And, you know, really good shots right on target, but just haven't gone in.
Oh, and they got Club on a little push in the corner. And that's going to be her fifth.
Well, you got to call that again. The contact may not have been that severe, but the player went down, and you're not going to call a travel there.
It'll be better afternoons for Calia Club, and she's got 2 more years left.
Yep, yep. Well, again, you got a sense for, you know, again, what it takes, and a post player at the uppermost level. And, very athletic player, and, again, will only get better.
Well, and you can use that as a little motivation, too.
Yep,
hey,
yep.
This is the best in the state you had to guard today. Here's Scott, pull up good from 15 on the baseline. If North Scott, as they lead at 62-34, as we're over halfway here in the fourth, they hit outside shots like this, no one's going to beat them.
No.
That's just the thing. As Sly is fouled on the turnaround.
Well, they have such a complement of inside-outside. And again, Buffelli, you know, 29 points a ball game, but, boy, she's probably, made a number of nice assists or passes out to the perimeter that led to another pass that led to a wide-open look. So, you know, she just creates so many openings.
T.J. Sweeney said before the game, as Sly misses the free throw, hey, we got to make them prove they can hit it from the outside.
Yeah.
And they did.
They did. Well, as a team, they shoot about 32% from the three-point line, so not a outstanding percentage, but solid enough.
Sly with one more. It's up and good. Got one out of two. And 30-second timeout going to be taken here by head coach P.J. Sweeney. That'll leave them with two. 62-35. They'll have the awards ceremony coming up at the conclusion of the contest.
Well, the tough thing is it got away from Clear Creek, man, in that first quarter. You know, they got outscored 25-9. And, North Scott did win the second and third quarter, but much more competitive, much closer quarters there. Outscored Clear Creek 11-8 in the second quarter, 17-12 in the third. But it was, again, that 16-point lead after the first quarter that kind of doomed the Clippers.
Clear Creek Amanda will break the huddle. Downs in there along with Sly, Trato, Harvey, and Stratton. They'll put on some full court pressure. Schoening into the game, Kilberg, Samantha Scott, Buffelli, and Happel in there for North Scott. Schoening will bring it up with 3:35 to play here in the ballgame. Looks like North Scott going to spread, but they'll go about 40 seconds, and they'll drop Buffelli inside.
Side, yep.
There she comes. And usually you can score off of it. Schoening penetrates and got a hand check there from Trato.
That's a 16 foul on Clear Creek Amana. So, again, still not shooting free throws yet. Well, not that it would have made a huge difference, but Carson Stratton started the ball game, I think, 2 for 2. I think she's 4 for 16 now. So, she's got actually some pretty good looks, but just hasn't shot the ball with her usual consistency.
Happel off the miss, has it out front, bounces it down low to Buffelli and got fouled on the turnaround. As Gracie Downs tried everything in her power to try to stop her. And that is the 17th foul, and Buffelli will try to get her average. 27 points, but missed that one. North Scott's going to get the winner of our next game. We'll have it on 107.5 FM between Center Point Urbana and Waverly Shell Rock. Second meeting of the year between the Storm and Pointers and the Gohawks. That is the 4-5, and that's going to be a very good game.
Very good ball game, you bet.
Clear Creek basketball, 3 to play here in the ball game. Quick three. Harvey hits from the corner.
Well, that's what we were hoping for a little early in the ball game, and maybe that could open things up for other players in the offense. But
nice save by Samantha Scott right in front of us.
Yeah, it looked like that was headed out of bounds, maybe over our heads. And again, nice play by North Scott to save the basketball in bounds and maintain possession.
That was where I was covering equipment here. There's that long lob pass. Buffelli inside, kicks it back out, and a walk going to be called on Scott as she made a move down the lane.
Much smarter doing this. If I have a soda or something, I make sure the cap's tightly on it.
You got it.
Only take drinks during the break and make sure the cap's on it or have it down on the floor.
Ainsley Schrock's going to come in. Emily Sly will take a seat. Schrock coming in, a senior. Going to run and going to be a track and field athlete at Wartburg coming up next year is Ainsley Sherrod. Here's Harvey, another three, and another swish from the far corner.
That's Harvey's fourth three-pointer of the ball game.
14, the lead, Clear Creek Comana. 63-41, 2:10 to play. As probably nearing the time, both coaches starting to think about
deeper into the bench.
Yep, and there's a foul on Harvey. It looked like she did that intentionally.
Intentionally, yeah. Well, Clear Creek Amanda, again, they've kept battling here, and it's Harvey going to the bench. Or no, just getting some words from coach.
Buffelli's going to come out, though, for North Scott. Has a couple free throws coming up for Brooke Kilberg. 6 points on the afternoon. Can't hit the front end of the one-and-one. And Stratton will walk it up. Minute 54 to go. She'll lob it inside. Schrock to Harvey. Takes it free throw line. Turnaround poke shot no good. And a rebound to North Scott. As Taryn Keel into the ball game. Here's a layup, won't go by Keel, then committed the foul.
Well, now Clear Creek will be shooting free throws here. We'll come down to the other end.
Actually, that's on Woods. 1-1. I wonder if we're going to get a curtain call here coming up for, well, Trado's going to come out first. As Gabrielle Bedford will come in, a junior. Always important because you can say you played in the state tournament.
Well, it is, and again, it's a memory you'll take with you, you know, for a lifetime, and just to get a chance to step out on the floor.
And Schrock hits the 1-1. Ainsley's going down court. You have one more. And there's Megan Harvey getting a curtain call. And I think we're going to see one for Carson Stratton. Second one, oh, so good. And I imagine this is going to be Carson Stratton coming out for one last time. And gets a nice hand.
Well, just an outstanding career. Again, I remember doing games Carson's freshman year, and you could see that the talent was there, but yet still a ton of work to get her to the point where she was at this year, leading Clear Creek Amanda State.
Woods' three is no good, and it goes out of bounds with a minute 25 to play, and P.J. Sweeney is going to get more players in. Toria Sia will come in. Also in for Clear Creek. As we look out there is Bailey Ulrich. As North Scott also has gone to the bench as well. And DJ Case, no fouls. I heard him say. Clippers also have Rotzolo. Kaylin Rotzolo into the ball game. Schrock in the high post, lost it. And officials are going to
let him play.
Let pretty much everything go now. Maddie Bender into the ball game. Minute to play. Here's a three-pointer up and short from left of the key. And now we're going to have a tied ball.
And North Scott will keep it at their end.
We'll have the quick post-game show, and we'll send it back to our studios. We'll get you back to Above the Odds on 106.3 FM on SB Nation. And then on 107.5 FM, we'll have Center Point Urbana and Waverly Shellrock coming up for you in about 15, 20 minutes. Woods with 47 seconds to play. I think pretty much everyone can say they played in the state tournament for Clear Creek Amanda. A great win to get here against Marion. And this, the start was North Scott's in this afternoon game. Lexi Ward into the ball game. Over in the corner. Dumped down low. Shot off the glass, no good. Rebound Woods. Unless anybody falls down, there will not be a call. Or unless they throw it away.
One more Clipper into the ball game.
Is that Weichart? It is. Dana Weichart will come in. As Schrock will get a ovation, the senior. As Clear Creek Amanda with 9 seconds to play in their state tournament appearance, their first one in school history. 3 seconds to play. Who's going to shoot it? Somebody's got to launch it. There's a long three, and it's short.
You know, there was a smile on her face. She came off, and she knew that clock was there. She was going to get a shot off there. But
final score, North Scott 63, Clear Creek Amanda 43. And we will take a two-minute timeout and come back to wrap things up from Des Moines for game one after this on KGYM.
You see them all around town. Cintas Trucks and their service reps taking care of customers. When companies use Cintas, you know they're confident and ready.
Cintas helps with their fire protection and first aid and safety programs, handles their apparel solutions, and helps keep their facility and restrooms clean and stocked. So you know those companies care about their employees, facilities, and image. When all those things work together, they're ready for business.
Oh, I'm ready!
Get Cintas and get ready for the workday.
5-Hour Energy helps you get through your crazy on-the-go life. And now, it comes in two great tropical flavors, Strawberry Banana and Tropical Burst. They're delicious and can transport you to a tropical paradise. Try them both, then vote for your favorite at 5hewin.com. You could be on the go to someplace you actually want to go. Offer ends 7/31/20. Terms apply. See 5hewin.com for details.
At Capital One, you can open a new savings account in about 5 minutes and earn five times the national average. Banking with Capital One means five times the savings to help pay for your perfect honeymoon.
Ziplining!
Or five times the savings toward your family's perfect vacation.
Big fan of water rides.
It's time to help make your savings goals come true. This is Banking Reimagined. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Rate comparison based on FDIC national rate. Capital One NA member FDIC.
Here's a life hack you won't find in any podcast. The fuel you put in your engine matters. Shell V-Power Nitro Plus helps keep your engine running like new because it's engineered with four levels of defense against gunk, wear, corrosion, and friction. So, be sure to subscribe to Shell's most advanced fuel ever. It's fuel for thought in engines that continuously use Shell V-Power Nitro Plus premium gasoline.
KGYM Sports Radio on 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, and 106.3 FM in Iowa City.
Post-game show back with you from Des Moines for game one of our doubleheader. Scott Unash and Eric Peterson with you. Norris Scott leads the entire ball game and defeats the Clippers of Clear Creek Command in their first appearance ever at the state tournament, 63-43. And the lead was just that was the big difference in the game, along with Grace Pifelli. 28 points, and then coupled that with some outside shots and a performance by North Scott. They kind of went into cruise control in the fourth quarter.
Well, they did, and they just forced Clear Creek Command, into a lot of tough shots. As I mentioned, Carson Stratton started 2 for 2 from the field against some good pressure, ended up 2 for 12, so she was 2 for 10 on our last 10 shots. Got some really good looks, contested looks, but good looks. Couldn't get the ball to go down, and Harvey got hot a little late, hit a couple threes, but by then it was too late. And again, that deficit they built in the first quarter, just too much to overcome. The rest of the ball game, the last three quarters, they only got outscored by maybe 4 or 6 points. But again, you just can't fall behind 25-9 in that first quarter.
Final scoring looks like this for North Scott. They're now 24-0 on the year. Grace Buffelli leading 2 in double figures with 28 points. Buffelli in the ball game, 10 of 13 from the field, 7 of 10 from the free throw line, 9 rebounds. She even hit a three-pointer. Ended up with 28 points. 12 points for Presley Case. She had a couple of trays. Adrienne Latham had 8, 7 for Samantha Scott. Brooke Kilberg with 2 three-pointers and 6, and 2 off the bench for Regan Schoening. Go ahead.
And North Scott shot 24 for 46 from the field, so 52%. And Buffelli was 10 for 13, and that just jumps out of you. Clear Creek was 17 for 45, so just about 38%. So just that difference in shooting percentage, and just the great looks that North Scott was getting versus the contested looks Clear Creek Amana was getting.
For Clear Creek Comana, they end the year 19-5 with their first appearance at the girls state tournament. Megan Harvey leading the way in her final game. She'll head off to Coe College next year. 12 points. She had 3 threes, 4 total, 3 in the fourth quarter. Carson Stratton, she was the victim of a box and one all day against the future Kirkwood Eagle. 8 points for Stratton in her final game for Clear Creek Comana. 6 for Emily Sly. 5 points for Calia Club before fouling out in the ball game. Off the bench, Morganette Scheid had 4. two apiece for Whitney Trano. Ainsley Schrock and Gracie Downs also had two. Turnovers 14 in the game for Clear Creek Comana, 9 for the North Scott Lancers. And I'll let you throw some stats out.
Well, turnovers again after a tough first half with 11 turnovers. Clear Creek did a great job taking care of the ball the rest of the game. Only had 14 total turnovers, but North Scott only 9 turnovers. And rebounds, Clear Creek Comana had 12 offensive, 10 defensive for 22 rebounds. About the same number of offensive rebounds, each team 12 apiece, but North Scott 18 defensive rebounds. And again, that just goes to the differential in the shooting percentage. Clear Creek just, again, didn't shoot the ball quite as well. More defensive rebounds to be had. And again, just Buffelli, too much to overcome inside for Clear Creek Comana.
Yeah, points in the paint, 26 for North Scott to 18 for Clear Creek Comana. Points off turnovers, North Scott 13-11. Second chance points, they might as well call that the Grace Buffelli category, 16-11, although Clear Creek Comana did a nice job staying in there.
Yep.
The bench points, as we mentioned, 8-2 in favor of the Clippers.
But, well, Buffelli, again, all those points on just 13 shots. Again, 7 or from 10 from the free throw line, so 70% from the line. And as you mentioned, you know, hit that 1-3 as well. So, and again, she passed the ball extremely well, not necessarily always leading to an assist, but, you know, the next pass led to a wide open shot oftentimes. So, again, a complete player, and it'll be fun to watch her at the next level.
Yeah, it will. And yet a great season for Clear Creek Comana. Ends up at 19-5 as North Scott wins it here today by a score of 63-43. Another game coming up. It'll be the center pointer band of Stormont Pointers taking on Waverly Shell Rock. We're going to have that on 107.5 FM, and we'll switch the stream as well. Jeff Downing will to 107.5 FM if you're listening on that particular means here today from Des Moines. And we're going to rejoin you coming up at 1, let's see, let's go at about 1:18, about 9 minutes from now. We'll be back on the air again on 107.5 and the Jim OT stream with our second game of the day, as it'll be CPU taking on Waverly Shell Rock. So for Eric Peterson, Scott Unash saying so long for just a few minutes. Final score in our first game, 4A quarterfinal. Number 1, North Scott over number 15, Clear Creek Comana, 63-43. We send you back to above the odds on SB Nation on 106.3.